If you would, turn with me in your Bibles to Matthew 25. As to be careful with my time limit that we have allotted, we're not going to read every one of the verses. We're just going to pull out the ones that fit in for this evangelistic opportunity that we have. So if you look at me at verse 31, we'll do 31 through 33. But when the Son of Man comes in His glory, and all the angels with Him, then He will sit on His glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate them from one another, as the shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And He will put the sheep on His right and the goats on the left. Verse 34 and 35. Then the King will say to those on His right, "Come, you who are blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger," that's really the one I kind of wanted to focus on, "and you invited me in." We have 36 where he mentions a few others, but I'm going to have us go down to 37 and 38. Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? And when did we see you a stranger and invite you in?" And then if you look at me in verse 40, then the King will answer and say to them, "Truly I say to you, to the extent that you did it to one of these brothers of mine, even the least of them, you did it to me." The least of them. Those that would seem small, insignificant. So I have caught wind that we have a family that's really been, that has some strangers and been inviting them in. And they do not know I'm calling on them, and I purposely did this. So Chad and Sapphire, I need you to come on up. I'm sorry. I knew if I told you, because really a part of why I think I've learned from Pastor Gary over the years is when you don't have time to prepare, it's just sharing the heart. And that's really what we love, is just that pure heart of Christ. So you guys got to come over here for a second. Okay, come on in, get on in here. You're with family, okay? So there's been these little girls that have been knocking on your door. Now, let me share with you guys. Michelle went over there the other day to visit and to talk and like a slide thing. And so Michelle said, "You weren't feeling well," and these little girls are coming in this door, and they're just hugging on Chad. Six, and eight, or something along that. Six, 7, and 8 years old, and I'm hearing about these young girls. They're giving Chad a hug. I'm like, they're just loving on this man, and then you've shared with Shelly at different times. You realize, okay, Lord, you've put them here. Some of the parent issues is not the best way that it could. And the Lord has just put these little girls on your guys' heart. You guys had quite a family, a bunch of children around you on that cul-de-sac.
Yeah, we went from 3 kids to more like 6 or 7.
Right, you have your 3 plus all those that you're ministering to. And there's times that you'll sit them down and start going over scripture with them. And then also anything that would point to the character of the Lord.
Right.
Integrity, you know, honor. And so what happened?
Well, they moved in. We said hello on a Wednesday night on the way out.
You messed up by saying hello.
Our boys, as soon as they see new kids, they're so friendly. So they go over and say hello.
They want to play.
Yeah. So they think it was that time. So on the way out to get ready for a Wednesday night service, they said hi. I said hi to the mom and then said, "Hopefully we'll talk soon. We're getting ready to go." And then after school, it was the end of the school year last year, and they started coming over and playing outside with the kids. And after a while, I did invite them in, and we started with just doing like some snacks and some craft things because you know, they're young girls and they like to sit down and color and
they do girl stuff.
They do girl stuff.
Boys do boy stuff.
Right.
There is a difference. What's unique is we watch them from a young age. Mm-hmm. And you realize there is a distinct difference between the boy and the girl.
And even, you know, like all that's, you know, some of that is so new to me now because, you know, I'm here with the boys all the time. They don't always sit down and just do crafts. And stuff. But anyways, I learning, you know, I I was talking to Miss Hannah about it, and she was like, well, remember, we love that we get to do those things, but remember, we're also about the gospel. And I'm like, yes, I know that. And so I never don't want to overshadow any of that, because my love for them is like, I love them so much. And they say they were leaving the house saying, I love you, I love you. And I'm like, that sounds great. That's great if you want the affirmation that way. But that's not what my heart wanted. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they were coming back, and I was like, you know what? And it was actually the week before VBS. And so those things that we would normally be doing in VBS, I continued to like bring that back into the house, and it, you know, just keep. I was continuing to be, as I was talking to Miss Hina, we were just continuing. She was encouraging me like keep doing that, because I'm doing those things with the boys. Why wouldn't I do those with complete strangers in that way? Because, but it was great. So it started out with some reading, some crafts, and they had no idea. They heard the name of Jesus, and they're from Honduras, and they. Two of the oldest sister and the youngest sister actually don't know a lot of English, so they speak to the middle sister, Kimberly, and she's the one who translates. And, you know, that either way, there were times where I was just saying, you know how much Jesus loves you? Mm-hmm. And they're like, no.
Right.
And so we would talk about, like, after reading a book or doing some crafts, even if they couldn't read what was on the paper, I would read it to them, and it was just times of just loving on them, because that's what they needed.
Just
so
caring for their souls, caring for them.
Yeah, and as we were learning just like details of their lives, we didn't want that to overshadow what God has opened up in our home. We just wanted to love on them, and I think that that's what the purpose was. So no matter the details we learned from whom, what, where, we just wanted to love on those girls.
Yeah,
no,
we want to invest Christ into the ones that God has brought into our path.
And that's what the Lord has been teaching us, is no matter whether it's an hour or it ends up being 4 hours, like recently, but in that time, it's just because they see something in us that we are just like, no, we just love Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Well, they see Christ, and they're drawn because they're looking for love, because we understand that there's some things that are in their life from a home standpoint that are lacking.
Right. And so we know, like, because we have children of our own, we're just like, our hearts go out to that.
Yeah.
But we also don't want to step over the boundaries that God's given us through being neighbors and all of that.
But so both of you lived in the world for some time before you come to know Christ. And so you know what it's like to experience that love of God.
Yeah, and that was one of the other things, just going through it with them. It's like, oh yeah, like when we would learn something new, it's like, oh yeah, we were like that. But sometimes we have to be reminded that we were transformed.
Such were
as
some
long
of us.
As we have been, you know, as long as the Lord has been in our lives, we were transformed over time. Not, you know, you know, it wasn't 20 years. It was just, it's only been like 10, 15 years that we've been transformed. And these little girls, I don't know, we don't know how long they're going to be in our lives.
Don't know.
But we just want to plant.
But we
and
know that if we'll give them Christ, that it doesn't matter where they go, they'll have an anchor and a savior and a father for the rest of their life.
And that's
a protector.
And that's it. Like my Hebrews 6:19, and it's in my house. And I'll share one more thing before I keep talking, but Hebrews 6:19, it says, we have an anchor for our soul, both sure and steadfast.
Amen.
So that's my, you know, that's my life first.
Yeah.
But like to put that in children who have no foundation for that, like that's
a lot of instability.
A lot of instability. But we're so thankful that whatever time we have with these little girls, whether it's just a little bit longer or they're going to, you know, they're going to have to move or something like that, whatever the situation is, we just keep instilling that. Because then you know, surprisingly, our children are able to witness that, and we see that in our boys.
You're cultivating.
Our kids are ministering to these kids without even, like, they don't even realize it.
Right.
But it's so neat to watch.
More's caught the talk.
Yeah.
I see mom and dad ministering.
If I may.
It's a good thing. Come on.
When I first met these three girls, they were very standoffish because of the amount of men and women that come
girls.
And go in their house. They just... They don't have that
fear.
Love. Yeah, they don't have a father figure. I mean, they have a father. Well, a dad. Right. But he's not in the picture.
We had a father.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a dad.
It wasn't a dad. And when I first saw them, they were very... They were like scared puppies. You'd see you and they kind of like, I don't think I want to...
Kittens.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they had nothing to do with it. They wanted Sapphire. Mm-hmm. Like, who's this guy? Mm-hmm. But then throughout the months, mm-hmm. there's a love that, like you said, there's a distinction, there's that light, and they're drawn to it. Now I can't get them off me from hugging me. Like, yeah. Girls, I just got off of work. Oh, right. Mr. Chad. It's like, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not hugging you when you're yeah. pushing off work. We do this out here.
Yeah, I wouldn't hug me though. Either.
But those little girls don't care.
They see that love.
Yep.
And we express that love because we have experienced it.
His love.
You know, it's not just a face. It's right. It's real. It's yeah. It's truth. Mm-hmm. And they see it and they gravitate towards it. And once they embrace it, it's like, what is this? Right. Like, well, let me tell you what this is. You know, right. who it comes from. Mm-hmm. You know, so.
Well, it's a breath of fresh air.
Amen.
It's love. Thank you guys for sharing.
Yeah.
Thank you. Love you, brother.
Come here.
Thanks, man. All right, bring it. I didn't know that.
I thought as a church what we would do is just have a time of prayer for them. I remember growing up not having a dad, and then the dad that was there was not good, a very mean, abusive man. And in a lot of ways, there's a lot of instability in these young girls' lives. You know, my prayers is that they'll be able to come to church. And then God will use those little girls to rescue their parents as well. And so, however the Lord wills, you know, he may open an opportunity with the parents, with one of you. So we don't even know. But our desire is to, as Colossians would say, we pray that he would open a door, that we would speak forth his word. So I thought we would close in there. Also, remember the Niedermeyers at this time, too, so I'm going to close this. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before you, Lord, a lot of times I picture us like salt. You don't pour us all out in one place. We would not be very tasty. But Lord, you spread us out a little bit wherever you place us to do the proper seasoning, Lord, to be a light, to be a preserver in this world. And so I want to thank you for, Lord, for each one of us, you've given us an allotment. So Father, please forgive us of our sins and our wrong way of thinking at times. But that, Lord, may you just begin to open our eyes that it's no accident where we live, that you've placed us where we live to be a light for your gospel. So, Lord, with that being said, may you fill our hearts, Lord. May we be filled in your spirit. May we be filled with your love. And may you change the way we see this life that we're in. May we see it, Lord, as, okay, Lord, you've placed me here. How can I be a light to my neighbors for you and introduce my neighbors to you so that they can have a right relationship with you and be saved, Lord, from their sin and our wrong way of thinking and have a right relationship with our Father. So, Lord, thank you for your love and thank you for creating us and placing us in the neighborhoods that we're in. Lord, may we see it the right way. We lift up these little girls to you at this time. I lift up this family. And, Lord, I'm just praying for your work to be done, your saving grace in their life. And I do want to pray that, Lord, if at this time the parents don't want to come to church, that, Lord, you'll just begin to open the door for those young girls to come to church and feel the love of your body and hear your word. And but, Lord, if it's not your will, then we trust you. And that, Lord, we trust, we believe, and your word says that you're going to protect them wherever they go. Thank you for the opportunity to share something that's eternal, fruit that will never fade. And, Lord, also lift up the Niedermeyers to you at this time, too, as Ms. Niedermeyer is going through this particular battle at this time. And, Lord, we just pray you strengthen our brother and sister. Pray, Lord, that your perfect will be done and accomplished in their lives, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.